woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Once again, it'll be stuck in your head all day. It's the Dr. Most theme song. Good morning, Dr. Most. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Cochran. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. Did the entire Most clan get together?
Yes, we all got together. You know, the nice thing is no one ended up in the emergency room, and that's usually just a simple goal for us.
Right. Well, I'm sure anytime anybody has an ache or pain, they call you. I know I do.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about a couple of things that come up during the Thanksgiving holiday, and that is you get together with people who you love, people who you know you're supposed to love, and people who are there out of obligation. But in any case, people you don't see all the time or maybe don't see that much during the year, maybe haven't seen since last Thanksgiving, and maybe you notice something. Maybe you notice that Grandpa's not hearing the way he did or that somebody's vision is a little off. I mean, the five senses matter, Doc.
They really do. And, you know, you make a great point. You know, take a chance here at the holidays, not a chance, take an opportunity here at the holidays to check in with those people and look for little subtle changes, because sometimes people don't notice, you know, like you said, you know, that they lose a little hearing. They don't notice that, hey, turn that TV up. Hey, turn that TV up. Well, you know, those are the things that we want to start to notice, and those are the things we want to start to encourage people to get looked up, because our senses are very important to us.
Let's talk about hearing. What do we do?
Well, it's interesting. You know, hearing has a wide spectrum, obviously, and as we age, our hearing will diminish. So seniors, you know, people who say, hey, turn the TV up, or you get in their car and the radio's blaring, those are the people that actually need hearing aids. And a hearing aid is simply an amplifier. So it's something that's placed in the ear, and it actually projects the volume louder. But one thing I will say is, you know, you go on Google hearing aids, and you know, there's numerous companies that you can buy them over the counter. And my biggest recommendation is go to the professional, go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who has an audiologist who will actually do the proper fitting for the hearing aid.
Right, because it's too big a deal. It's not something that, you know, you might get a great deal on one for $29.95. Well, you could blast your eardrum, or you could actually not be able to hear any better, toss it out, and nothing's going to change.
Exactly. You know, you throw it away, it doesn't fit in your ear, it doesn't work right. But the audiologist will find out, you know, here's where it's comfortable for you, here's where it's uncomfortable for you. They'll help you set that. And then they also know, as you come in for checkups, is your hearing worsening? So they will know that.
They still do the same test we did in elementary school, where you put the headphones on, the giant 75-pound headphones, and you'd hear that little beep.
Yep. Beep. That's exactly it, where you go in the little booth and you... So you don't have to go in the booth anymore. For the most part, the headphones alone will work.
You raise your hand,
exactly,
remember?
Yeah, right. You raise your hand, yeah. Yep. And whichever side you heard it on, exactly.
Let's do traffic. We'll come back. We'll talk about the other senses. And then, Doc, you're going to be shocked to hear this. I actually have a complaint of my own.
Really?
As I continue to fall apart physically. It's 6:47. Mary's back with your traffic trouble spots. What's happening now? Back with Dr. Kevin Most, brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. All right, Doc, so did you want to say anything else about hearing before I move on?
Yeah, I do. You know, just one quick thing about hearing, too. You know, we have other types of hearing loss, and you probably have, hopefully, someone, you've seen somebody that's had a cochlear implant and understand what that is, you know. And if you really want to feel good, go to YouTube and watch infant cochlear implant, where a child who hasn't heard ever now has a cochlear implant, and it's turned on for the first time.
No, it's amazing.
Make you cry? It is, yeah. So we know that there are individuals that the amplifier is not going to work because they have damage to the fine hairs in the cochlea. So we need to change how we do that, and we do it with a simple surgery, but a surgery that allows people who can't hear to hear, and it's pretty amazing.
Let's talk about seeing, or the lack of being able to see the way you once did. If you start to lose your vision, look, nobody wants to go to the doctor. It's nothing personal, Doc. We just don't want to do it.
You're right. Absolutely.
So if you have somebody you love, or if it's you that's not seeing as well, it's nothing to be ignored, right?
It's not. And again, this is getting back to seniors, you know, hearing, when they start to lose their hearing, they start to get socially isolated. They don't want to go out because they can't participate in conversations because they can't hear things. So getting that will change that. Making sure they stay on top of their vision will also keep them safe as far as driving and doing things like that. So we want to make sure that as our vision starts to fade, we make sure that we get our vision checked. Another thing everyone can do is take a good vitamin that is going to make sure that you have the vitamins that are responsible for your vision health, which is vitamin A, vitamin C, and lutein. And Dave, lutein is very high in kale, so you are set. You don't even need to take the additional supplement where many people
awesome.
Do. Yeah.
Dave, I'm over here. Probably didn't notice me.
Great.
For
great.
Another reason. But I've seen, you know, you walk through the vitamin aisle at Walgreens, you'll see I vitamins or vitamins where lutein is the big stamp on the label. Do you need something special, or is there like a one-a-day version of something that would work?
Absolutely. There is a one-a-day. I take one from Bausch & Lomb, actually, you know, so I know that they've done the science behind it, and it's something that everyone should at least consider. And if it's not every day, then, you know, at least a couple a week.
And the Bausch & Lomb thing, is that eye specific? In other words, if you're already taking a vitamin, you probably shouldn't double up, should you?
Well, you can, if you know, for some of the vitamins, because if you look at a multivitamin, a lot of them aren't going to have lutein in it. So you need to make sure that you have one that does. So that's why I take both the eye vitamin and a multivitamin.
So as long as your stomach can handle it, it's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's some colorblind information we're not going to have time to get to you with, but let's talk about one other thing that's important. Not the color blindness isn't, but when it comes to losing your taste, or if folks sat around Thanksgiving and goes, you need more salt on this or whatever, how do you know when it's not just age-specific stuff and it's something they ought to be concerned about?
Yeah, the thing is that we hate is when something changes dramatically. So you go from, boy, I can taste everything, to, boy, I can't taste anything anymore. Now, these can sometimes be very simple things. Can be a sinus infection, can be allergies, can be a nasal polyp. But often it's going to be those. Sometimes, though, it can be something more serious. And it's kind of interesting. The majority of our food's flavor comes from our sense of smell, not from our tongue. Our tongue can tell us if something's salty or sweet or sour, but actually the taste of food comes out from our sense of smell. So we want to make sure that you have something that can be taken care of quickly, whether it's with antibiotics with a sinus infection, sometimes allergy medicine, sometimes even light surgery to remove those polyps, and you'll get that taste back.
The taste thing, if it, you get like a tinny taste in your mouth or something that's super funky, get to a doctor right away.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea to get to a doctor and, you know, get to your primary care doctor who can check you for some things, but then you're going to end up at an ear, nose, and throat doctor to have a full evaluation.
All right, let's get to Steve's complaint of the week.
Yeah.
My back usually flares up about once a year. It's almost always golf-related. It's low right. It was diagnosed previously as a bulging disc. You know, thousands and thousands of people listening right now go through the same thing. But for the first time, it's an off-season sort of thing, and for the past month, even just sitting in a chair here in the studio, you get up and it grabs, and you know everybody knows what back pain like is like. It's really it's aggravating. It's tough. So it's definitely been an issue. It was an issue all weekend long for people that have a bulging disc or don't know if they do, but they got that low right or low left pain. What do you do?
So one of the big things, and you kind of hit it on the head when you said that, you know, it happens when you're seated for a long period of time. Sitting is one of the worst positions we can get on for our back. Sitting puts more pressure on our discs than standing does, than walking does, than anything does. So really, anybody that has low back pain, you'll often see that they want to get up and stand, and they want to move around a little bit, and that's because it's taking some of that pressure off of that. The things we start to get concerned is when that pain goes down your leg, or you start to feel any numbness, or you can't walk on your tiptoes, or you can't walk on your heels. Those are issues where we know that the disc now is bulging to a point where it's affecting the nerve, motor, and sensory, as well as discomfort. What can you do for it? One of the biggest things is when you're playing a commercial, don't sit there. Get up and move around.
Right.
People now at work, we have workstations that actually allow the workstation to be moved up so you can stand while you're working. And actually, there's some with a light treadmill below it so that you can even walk a little bit while you're working. And for you, again, anti-inflammatories try to take down some of that swelling. If it gets too bad, then actually get in to, you know, Dr. Ambler and discuss, you know, the possibility of needing a steroid pack to take down the inflammation quicker.
What are you, you're a fan at all of tennis ball therapy? Because it used to work when you take a tennis ball, and Andre used to play tennis, take a tennis ball and you sit on a tennis ball. I got a right side soreness. I shove it under my right cheek and sitting on it seems to release that nerve situation. Is that just in my head or does that actually work?
No, it actually works. You know, it's the Costanza thing with the wallet from Seinfeld. You know, there's two muscles. There's two tiny little muscles where that sciatic nerve goes through. And sometimes sitting on that ball or changing your position is going to allow those muscles to relax a little bit and take some of that pressure. So often that will help with the pain going down the leg. It's not going to help too much with the disc in the back. That's more when it's a sciatic pain where it's tight because it's going through that tiny little muscle called the piriformis.
You like massage? You like chiro? Any of those or does it depend on the individual?
No, I like massage. I like low back massage, you know, and stretching that. And one of the biggest things people should know is if you really have bad back, you don't need to strengthen your back. You really need to strengthen your core.
Right.
So I would work on core exercises because that's going to be the stabilizer for the back and will often, you know, when I had my bad back, I got two steroid injections, but then it was working on core and, you know, I dodged surgery and, you know, that's the goal. The goal is to dodge surgery.
What about TENS units? You like TENS units?
TENS units are okay. Again, it's a little muscle. It activates muscles and it allows some of the people that have bad spasms and have the discomfort there will sometimes relieve it. It's kind of hit and miss with people because it's difficult to say whether the pain is due to spasm or whether it's due to positioning core or disc. So there's a subset of people that the TENS unit will work for.
And exercise is good.
Exercise is actually really good, and it's not like you have to go out and run or do anything like that. You know, some of the core exercises, yoga is great for it. So some of the core exercises you can do in your yard, you can do in your house. You don't have to be at a health club to do those.
Back yoga. All right, well, that's all great information. And, of course, I didn't bring it up for me. I brought it up for the others.
Yes, yes. You have a friend who has back pain.
Oh, totally. It's Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. Cool billboards, by the way, popping up all over town from you guys.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. And Dr. Kevin Most, thanks for the information.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, bye. And Doc and I will return in 2 weeks because I will not be here next Monday.
Yeah, and I hope your friend's back feels better by then.
Me too. It's a guy named Steve. Older guy, bald. Mm-hmm.
Heard of him.
It's 7 o'clock. Pat Brady will join us in a little bit. We're not talking politics today. We're talking the law and tapping into his knowledge as a former prosecutor, though every time we're together, I feel like he's judging me.